Let us pray for the whole world, and for all according to their needs. Today we pray for family relationships of all kinds. As our travel and social interactions have been severely restricted for quite a long time, we have become particularly aware that a multitude of people have become isolated from their friends and relatives, due to the restrictions that are in place to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Whilst governments and authorities have introduced these restrictions for the good of the community, and for the preservation of life, we have all been affected by the effects of separation from our friends and loved ones, whether or not we have come into direct contact with the virus ourselves. In our own church community, we pray for one another. Most of us are advancing in years. We are thereby potentially vulnerable to the worst of the effects of the symptoms brought by this disease. Some of us were already separated from regular worship with the rest of the church, for various reasons, before this virus struck our community. Now we are prevented from all but the most urgent occasional contact from our friends and relatives, which has contributed to a real sense of loneliness and isolation. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves, and for all who may be lonely and separated from personal contact with their friends and families. We ask for your protection, and the reassurance of your infinite loving kindness, as we experience the hours of isolation brought about by the effects of coronavirus on our communities. We pray especially for those who are trying to cope with this situation away from their families and friends, for students and young people isolated in college halls of residence or other accommodation, unable to return to the relative comfort of a family home, for those in hospital for any reason, unable to be allowed home, for all who have no home of their own to go to. We pray for those able and willing to visit others in isolation, but who are prevented from doing so by the current restrictions. We pray for all who are sick. Comfort them in their affliction, and help relieve them from any hurt or pain. Support those who are caring for them, tending their wounds or treating their ailments, and, where it is possible, bring about a timely recovery, and return them to good health. For all those who are dying, or close to death, for any whose loved ones are nearing the end of life, but who are unable to share their final moments together, enfold them in your loving arms, and be to them a tower of strength in their final days. Look with mercy and kindness on their souls, and bring them into your everlasting kingdom. Lastly, we give thanks for our friends and families. We are grateful that, even though we may not be able to meet each other in person, we are still able to maintain contact from a distance using a telephone or computer. We are indebted to those who are working in scientific communities to develop antidotes and vaccines to help our fight against viruses and other infections of the body or mind. We give thanks for the good news of various successful trials of potential remedies to our current afflictions, and look forward with hope and optimism to a return of relative normality in our daily lives. We sum up our prayers in the words our Savior taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven, that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit, and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet. Help us to hear the call of Christ the King and to follow in his service, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon us all, this day and always. Amen. Our final hymn today is All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, sung to the tune Diadem, and led by massed choirs in St. Andrew's Kirk, Chennai, India. After this hymn, the service will conclude with the canticle, Te Deum Laud Amus, we praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord,